choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
All over the world, the invitation goes to many, in many different forms of media, and many different people preach the word, but there are few who respond. Many are invited, but few respond to the invitation and become the chosen of God. Once you respond and you receive Christ as your Savior, you are classified as the chosen ones. God's people. God's people in the Old Testament, the Jewish people, were the chosen people. And that expanded out into the Gentile nations, and all people who put their faith in Christ are the chosen ones. And so many are invited, but then few responded to that invitation compared to the amount of people that are invited. Fewer, even though there are thousands upon thousands and millions of Christians, that's few compared to the amount of people who are invited by the Holy Spirit to become part of the family of God. In Romans 8 and verse 30, he foreknew, in verse 29, he foreknew, he knew ahead of time those who would respond to him. He knew who the few would be and pre-planned them to receive the call, the invitation. He pre-planned. In other words, he knew that if you were invited, you would respond. And so he wrote out, it's like writing out an invitation to somebody that you know will attend. And he pre-planned it, a divine appointment in your life for you to hear the gospel. And those who he pre-planned, he also invited or called. And then he justified them, and he justified them. And then it says he also glorified them. So secondly, first God invites us to be Christians, and you respond and you become a Christian. Then the second invitation is the invitation to fellowship. 1 John 1 and verse 9, God is faithful, by whom you were invited into the fellowship of his Son. So now that you're a Christian, God wants to extend his invitation to you to come on and fellowship with him, have interaction with him, to pray, to praise, to worship, to communicate with God, and to have him communicate to your heart, to have him strengthen you, to have him empower you, to have him guide you, to have him comfort you, and all of the things that God wants to give us in our daily walk. That's all part of fellowship. We fellowshipping with him, him fellowshipping with us. It's our interaction with God. We're invited to do that. You don't have to do that. You can get saved, and perhaps people do. They become Christians and then ignore God the rest of their life. Maybe they don't know that they're invited to fellowship with him. Maybe they don't understand beyond that point. That's why it's always good when we do outreach and people receive Christ, there should be follow-up. Because people don't always understand what to do next or where to go with their new understanding that God exists in their life now. But what do I do with them? They may not know any of that. So follow-up is very important. But we are invited by God. He says, come on, you can fellowship with me. And in that fellowship, you're going to receive great benefit for your life. And if you don't fellowship, you're going to find yourself very weak, spiritually speaking. You're going to find yourself weak in this life, and it's because of a lack of fellowship with me. But I'm not forcing you to fellowship with me. In the Old Testament, there were, under the law, there were demands made. I demand you to do this, and if you don't, I condemn you for not doing it. That was under the law. Thank God we're not under the law. We're under grace, where God invites us to participate. He invites us to enjoy. He invites us to experience. He invites us to take the next step with Him. So we are a people who are invited by God. That is our calling. The calling is the invitation. So third, the third invitation that we are concerned with this morning is that God invites us to participate in His work, which He is doing upon the earth. Now, God finished the work on Calvary. The finished work means that everything that was needed to be done for salvation has been done. But God is working on the earth today. He is reaching people. God has work to do. The Holy Spirit is present on the earth to do the work of evangelism and then to do the work of training and teaching. So God is busy on the earth doing work, and He invites us to participate in that work, to co-labor with Him, to be part of His construction project in people's lives, to reach the lost using people to do that. In Philippians 3:14, the Apostle Paul said, "I press towards the prize," or towards the goal for the prize. My goal is to get the prize. The prize is the reward. And the reward comes from the upward call or the invitation of God in Christ Jesus. There's a reward in the invitation. To respond to the invitation, there's a reward. So God on the earth has an invitation to the disciples. In Matthew 4:19, He says, "If you follow Me, I'm going to make you fishers of men. I'm going to make you evangelists. You're going to be good evangelists. You're going to know how to win the lost and reach people with the gospel. But you got to follow Me, and I'll do that in your life. I'll train you. And then I'll send you," in Matthew 28:19, "go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." So I'm going to train you to do two things for Me. First, I'm going to train you to be evangelists, to go out beyond these walls and to reach people with the gospel. And then secondly, I'm going to train you to make disciples out of them. Bring them in the building and begin to teach them and train them in the things of God. Outside, you'll be an evangelist. You'll be bringing them in. Inside, you'll be teaching them to have fellowship with God, to relate to God, to trust God, to be an ambassador of Christ, and to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You're going to be used in both areas to win the lost and train disciples. Is God's work on the earth. He does it through the Holy Spirit, but He also does it through people. We know for a fact that in Acts 2:47, tells us that the Lord added to the church. We love that verse. God, You add to the church. He says, "I will, but I'm going to use you to do it. Could you just do it without Me? There's a basketball game on after church today, and I'd like to go watch the game, and while I'm watching the game, you could add to the church." But that's not how it works. We are co-laborers. We are people who God wants to work through. So I'll add to the church, but I'm going to do it through you. I'll train disciples, but I'll do it through you. I'll counsel people, but I'll do it through you. I'll reach the lost, but I'll do it through you. Therefore, in Luke 10:2, I'm going to tell you to do this. Pray that the Father sends laborers into the harvest. Now, if I was planning on doing it all by myself without your involvement, who needs laborers? We don't need laborers. You can just go home and have lunch. I'll take care of it. But I want you to pray that laborers are raised up in the church to do the work of reaching the lost and training disciples. Co-laborers with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, co-laborers. I do the work, but I do it through the people. So send laborers. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost in Luke 19:10, but he does it through people, through us. So he sends the evangelists out. He sends out the pastors. He sends out the church people to reach other people. And the invitation goes for us. The invitation is to us to join him in that. He's not forcing us to do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to be any part of evangelizing anybody. You don't want to have any part of working with other people. You don't want to even talk to anybody else. You just want to be saved and go to heaven. Don't talk to anybody. You can do it. You won't be as fulfilled in your life as you would want to be. You'll be missing out on a lot of blessings that God has for you. But you can do it. Getting saved doesn't come with strings attached. It's not, I'll save you if you serve me. I'll save you, period. Just trust me for that. And that's the end of it. You don't have to go any, you don't have to take one step beyond that, but he is inviting you to do so. He is inviting you to become an ambassador of Jesus Christ. That's our calling. That's our invitation. There are many who don't even understand that. They just get saved and that's the end of it. Now I got to go live my life and show up in church once in a while. That's the extent of my Christian experience. Perhaps I don't know any better. In 2 Timothy 1 and verse 9, key verse, says, who saved us, number one, and then he called us or invited us with a holy invitation, a holy calling, not according to our expertises, not according to what we were good at, necessarily, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before time began. So God not only saved us, but then he invited us to join him with a holy invitation in his purpose on the earth. Come and serve me in my purpose on the earth. You've got your own purposes. You've got things you want to do in life and goals you have for your life and things you want to see happen. But I have a purpose too. It's to evangelize the lost and to make disciples of them in the church. And I want you to join me in that. While you're doing all the other stuff, I know you're busy, and I know you got a lot to do, but can't you squeeze a little bit of time to join me and co-labor with me in the work that I'm doing? God bless you. I'll reward you. I'll make it worth your while.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated